Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here it is, a Tuesday. I know it's going to be an interesting day. Weather's going to change a little bit. Watch for the skies. Weatherman saying it could be raining the next few days, maybe a little bit cooler, not as hot. But, boy, I tell you what, summer is upon us. And what a Tuesday to talk and chop up some of the big headlines. And there are a lot of them to get into today. Morning, Hugh. What up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? It was hot yesterday. It was hot. But it was fun. It was nice. It finally warmed up. I had to get my AC a workout a little bit. Usually, I usually like to drive and not have the AC on. Man, I had to crank that thing yesterday. I had to crank it. It's going to be a hot summer.
Are you still running every day ahead of the peach tree?
Yeah, I still run. Oof, I don't run outside. Man. Only time I run outside is when I actually have to run outside. I know it's probably weird, and I know a lot of runners out there say, "Wait, I run on the treadmill," but that's not the way to run because that's not real running. And you're right, it's not real running, but it's the running that I'm going to do.
But isn't that set up for like, oh my God, when you get outside and you start running, you know?
The only thing that I have to adjust to is the heat. But I usually like when I run. And people think that I'm crazy for doing this, but I'm usually layered. But I layer for a reason, because when you start to sweat, it helps keep your body cool. You know, when you wear the long sleeve stuff. But I don't think I'm gonna do that this summer, because it's gonna be warm. It's gonna be warm. I'm not about to be out there with all that. And if I do wear long stuff, it's gonna be like white. Because last year, I think I wore black shorts and a blue shirt or whatever. And people are like, "What's wrong with you?" And a black hat. So I'm gonna start wearing that stuff that keeps your body cool, like lighter colors. I'm just so used to wearing those darker colors. I'm going to wear them lighter colors this year.
But you're getting them sweet shoes again, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mizuno. Yeah, definitely shout out to Mizuno. They sent me and my son a pair of the Peachtree running shoes. So that's going to be pretty cool. He's not too excited about running with me, though. He's not, because that's not what he wants to do. But I told him, "You're running with me this year. That's it. That's the end of that.
Did he go to the race at any point? Has he ever been?
No, he's never been.
Well, then he's going to love it, though.
The experience.
Yeah,
the experience.
It's such a, right, you know, he doesn't know what he's in for. I think he thinks he's, you know, going to be like five people and, you know, it'll be a little bit hot and people are serious about it. He doesn't realize that it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't. He's not, you know, used to that. But when he gets there and he sees all the people, he's going to go bananas. It's going to be fun.
All right, so one of those mornings with John and Hugh where you get to pick your headline, you get to pick your lead story. We'll make you like the editor of the show in a way. I mean, there's so many things you can lead out with. We will certainly this morning discuss the impact of the Supreme Court ruling on sports gambling, because it could have an impact in Georgia way beyond just, the sports gambling. There could be additional fallout to this, and we'll get into that throughout the show. We've got so much to talk about that. We'll also talk, obviously, about tonight is the NBA draft lottery, ping pong balls. Boom, boom. It's sort of like, speaking of gambling, sort of like Keno with players. What's the prize?
Never thought about it like that, Keno with players. Interesting.
Well, I just thinking, Hawks have like a 14% chance of getting the number one pick.
I hope they get it. If they get the number one pick, I'm pretty sure Travis Link and those guys, Coach Pierce would be excited about getting the number one pick.
And there's the other, third lead story, Coach Pierce, Lloyd Pierce, the new head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Rick and John had a chance to sit down and do the first at-length interview with him, and we'll play that interview for you in a few minutes as we get to find Lloyd Pierce. I would say just on that, Hugh, just for a moment, just listening to him yesterday, this is what I kind of thought when we did our poll, you know, the people are going to go, yeah, it's a great hire. No, it's a bad hire because he didn't have experience, or I'm unsure. I said, I'll watch those unsures start to move into the, yes, it's a great hire once you hear this guy. He is an impressive guy.
Yeah. I mean, and that's how it usually goes, John. People, you don't, when you don't know about something, you tend to automatically, you know, have an opinion, whether it's positive or negative, about that person. But when you hear him talking, you kind of get a you feel comfortable in their words. I mean, that's the biggest thing. When you hear him talk, you're comfortable in what he's saying. And I think that's what a lot of people heard yesterday. You know, he was talking about defensively and having a defensive squad.
Right.
I think that's important. And you got to say things that people are trying to hear. And that was one of the issues that a lot of people felt that we had last year was, you know, didn't play really good defense. So he's going to, you know, have a real defensive-minded team. And that's always a good thing.
Well, and that gives you a little lead to the lottery, too. That gives you a little insight here. Now, if the Hawks were to get the number one pick, obviously you'd be looking at a guy like DeAndre Ayton because he's just the best player available in the draft. And I know that there are a lot of people that have wondered about Luka Doncic, the Euro shooting star, the guy that a lot of people think is the next Larry Bird. But if you start thinking about maybe not the top couple of picks here, that's where, if you think in here, people have said, well, what about Colin Sexton for this team? I think if you listen to Lloyd Pierce, I wasn't thinking Colin Sexton. I was thinking Mo Bamba, Jaren Jackson.
That's a name I've heard, that one as well. I mean, it's clear. I remember we were talking to Rick Camley yesterday, and he was talking about how, well, Travis Slink was talking about how they have certain guys in mind at that pick. They have certain people. And Rick Camley was talking about how now he's going to rack his brain trying to figure out who is going to fit that mold. I think that's going to be kind of hard to do because they've really given no clue. You know, just, you know, talking about playing defense, really still haven't given any clue about who they're going to get. But if you get the number one pick, you got to take the best player. You have to take the best player overall.
Agreed.
So,
totally agree.
You got to do that.
You got to take Ayton because he's the most complete player. Bamba's a guy that I'm not really a fan of because he's limited offensively. However, if you're going to go for defense, rim protecting, rebounding, you know, if he's raw offensively, and he's raw offensively, you watch him play at Texas, he's raw. But boy, defensively, he's big. He's a big wingspan, big man. He can defend that low post. And if you're going to go defense and trust that he doesn't have to put up 15 a game, you know, he could be, you know, one of those guys that scores you 10 points, gets you 12 rebounds, and blocks 5 shots. That's what you want. Then there's your guy, you know. And so I don't have a problem with Mo Bamba. I'm just not a big fan of Mo Bamba.
Yeah, because for the read here, John, he is definitely a work in progress. But when you talk about what we're going to have to go through, and we're going to go through it, let's just be honest. I mean, I know a lot of people are being optimistic. You know, you got a new coach potentially getting the first round, the first overall pick in the draft. This is going to be a process. This is definitely going to be a process, and this is something where it's going to be growing pains. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have to be entrenched in this for a while. It might not always go the way that you wanted to go. It might be, you know, take one step forward, two steps back type of situation. You just have to be prepared for anything that could happen.
All right, so the lottery is tonight, and it begins this evening, and we'll have the ping pong balls bouncing around. The Hawks start at number 4. They can be anywhere from number 1 to number 7 by the end of the night. Keep in mind, the Hawks have the 19th pick, they have the 30th pick, and they have the 33rd pick, which is really high second round. I mean, essentially, for the first 30, well, not essentially, absolutely, at the moment, for the first 33 picks, and the only question is, will their top pick be number 1? Will it be number 7? Again, they start at number 4 today, and we'll see where they kind of fall in all of that. In terms of the ping pong balls, again, 14% chance of being in the number 1 spot, and about a 50% chance of being in the top 3 for the Atlanta Hawks, depending on how those balls ratchet around. If you're going to be watching tonight, one thing you should know, there is a watch party for the lottery at Stats tonight. The Hawks are putting it on. We're going to be there. We're going to be everybody at Stats downtown for the watch party, the draft lottery watch party. And you know, then they're going to watch the game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Celtics and Cleveland. So we'll have that. That'll be tonight. One other quick thing in the headlines. Again, pick your headlines. The Atlanta Braves, a 6-game road trip suddenly becomes a 7-game road trip. They win that one in Wrigley Field yesterday, go 6-1 on the road trip, and the Cubs are here tonight.
Man, that was a crazy game. That was a crazy game yesterday. It was a fun game to watch. Fell asleep through most of the early innings, but I think it was like when it got heated in the sixth inning, when it was going back and forth. Was it the sixth inning? Was that the sixth inning, Bo, when they were going back and forth? with a lead change, it was like the Braves were up by two, and then the Cubs went up by two. It was going back and forth. No, that was early in the game.
It was earlier because Batista's home run was, I believe, in the top of the fifth that took the lead for good.
I know it was like two-shot home runs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like and it was bananas because on my Twitter feed, I was like, boy, just like that, the Braves are down. And then just like that, they're back up. And then just like that, it was a teeter-tottery type of game. But it was way to hold on. That was a good win. Good win for the Braves yesterday. Ozzie Albies. Can't say enough about it. We were talking about it in the bullpen this morning. If they had all-star voting right now, he has to be an all. I would think that he has to be at the top of the all-star voting right now. Has to be. And I know this is his numbers. It's just bananas. He has to be an all-star. I would think.
I don't know how he wouldn't be a starter. Of course, you know, you vote on the starters, but I mean, if you didn't vote on the starters, Albies would be the starter at second base, and Freddie Freeman would be the starter at first base, and Nick Markakis would start in right. I mean, if you didn't vote on starters, but you know, you do vote, and we'll see how the voting goes. But all three are going to make the team, you would think, and you would also think that maybe Sean Newcomb would make the team.
I would think that, like, honestly, he has to be a no-brainer. Ozzie Albies has to be a no-brainer. What does he say? He has 20-plus extra base hits. That's the most for the Braves since, what, Hank Aaron? I think that was the stat that I read this morning. It was the most since Hank Aaron, extra base hits. So he has to be an all-star at this point. And he's tied for home runs. He's tied for home runs.
Yeah, 13.
He's tied for home runs right now. So, yeah, he has to be an all-star.
Yeah, 13 most ever by a second baseman in the first 40 games of a season. Ties the most ever by a second baseman in the first 40 games of a season in the history of Major League Baseball. History. Every second baseman. 13 home runs in 40 games.
Yeah, he's an all-star.
Yeah, he is an all-star. I mean, those numbers are just. And how many leadoff home runs does he have? Four or five?
Where he's he gets the party started. He definitely gets the party started.
Let off the game for the Braves in a home run. It's tremendous. It's unbelievable. Braves do win 6-5. Though I will say that the one downside here, and then I know that Alex Anthopoulos is having to deal with this, but that bullpen, oh, my God, that bullpen. I mean, oh, my God, A.J. Minter. It's like, oh, yay. I mean, when Chris Bryant hit that liner to left, I held my breath. And then, you know, Acuna caught it, and I went, oh, thank God.
He got out of that jam, though. He got out of it. And he was throwing some smoke.
Yeah, but he's got a half 0-2, and then he hits him. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was throwing smoke. Oh, he's up near 100. But he hits half with an 0-2 pitch. You're like, no.
Yeah, and you got that walk, and it was 5-6. And then you're looking like, man, this is about to go into extra innings. But he got it done. I mean, it's one of those heart palpitation games, but you got it done.
Braves tonight, SunTrust Park. Here come the Cubs for three games. Begins this evening. Mentioned you can pick your headline. How about this one? Lloyd Pierce is the new head coach of the Hawks. Rick and John had a chance to sit down and talk to him. We have the interview, and we'll play it for you next on Lottery Day for the NBA.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're stuck in your cars this morning, we can fill it with something fun here because it is NBA Draft Lottery tonight where all the ping pong balls are going to fall. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. New head coach for the Atlanta Hawks is Lloyd Pierce. He is 42 years old. This is his first head coaching job. Introduced yesterday, and after he was introduced, Rick and John had a chance to sit down and talk about his philosophy and what we can expect to see from the new coach, Lloyd Pierce.
This basketball stuff, this is nothing right now. This the Anita Baker at the Fox Theater. You know, it's a weird story. We're sitting in the hotel having Mother's Day brunch, and she walks in. Mm-hmm. And my mother and my sister had no idea we were going to the concert or that she was even in town. So we're trying to keep it a surprise, and she walks in. So I go instantly over to her and just introduce myself. Hey, I'm the new head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, and I'm surprising my mother on Mother's Day for your concert. Can you get out of here?
What'd she say?
She said, well, let's go. She walks me over around the corner. We go around the corner, and she says, listen, I'm going to have my assistant call you. We're going to leave you guys backstage passes. I'll even leave it in your mother's name to surprise her. We can do whatever, but We'll take pictures. We'll have a meet and greet afterwards. It was all spirited by her, and you know, we enjoyed ourselves. The concert was amazing. Her spending three nights here in Atlanta, concert was amazing. The city, the fans, or the people that were there supporting, it was a great atmosphere being at Fox Theater. But we spent 30 minutes with Anita Baker after her concert. I don't know if I can top that ever.
That is a significant brush with greatness right there.
Yes,
and
it really is.
A legend. And we've got Lloyd Pierce hanging out with us, new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. Lots of great questions out there during the media session that you had about an hour and a half ago. We've got some as well. Why was this the right job for Lloyd Pierce?
You know, I think timing's everything. And, you know, I've told a few people, and I spoke with one of the guys that called me from Philadelphia as soon as I got the job with Joel Embiid. And a guy I spent a lot of time with, primarily when he was hurt, and trying to, you know, build a relationship, keep him focused, try and, you know, present his opportunities that when they came, they were going to come quick. He just had to be patient, and he couldn't skip steps. And his health was the most important thing. And that's the process. That's really what the process was about. It was not skipping steps. It was trying to be patient and working your way into a position where you could grow. And then when you were there, you were ready for that moment. And obviously you guys all saw a lot of what that moment mm-hmm. was for Philadelphia this year. And so nothing changes with me. I'm part of the process as well. I went to Philadelphia 5 years ago with an opportunity to move to the front of the bench. And 3 years ago, Coach Brown empowered me to run our defense. And when I say empowered, he gave me carte blanche of what we were doing. And, you know, the visual, the perception of what my role was in Philadelphia just changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. And that's the process. And so this job was right for me because the timing was right. You know, we've advanced to a different stage in Philadelphia after 5 years. And Philly's fine. They're going to be fine for years to come. Now I got to worry about how to deal with those guys. But this is a new challenge, and this is a new step in my journey moving forward. And so, and I accepted the responsibility. It is a tremendous responsibility, but I welcome it with open arms, and I'm excited.
Coach, we obviously cover the NFL a lot. The correlation from assistant coach taking that next step to the head coaching level. At the NFL, I feel we get to know the assistants a little better. We blame the OC. We blame the DC.
Right.
In the NBA, we don't get to know you guys as well. You're the guys to the right of the bench with the chalkboard and whatnot. Where I got to know you was the ringing endorsement from all the players around this league. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Steph Curry. What did you do to earn that respect from those guys?
I used it in the press conference, and the phrase I said was sweat equity. You know, I've known Steph for a long time, and it was through the Nike camps when he was at in college and Davidson.
And Lloyd Pierce, sorry, we had a little technical issue with the interview there. Apologies, but we have more sound from Lloyd Pierce, too, that we can roll through. But again, he starts off with that wonderful story about Anita Baker.
That's pretty cool because she was, like, I've seen, like, on my Instagram feed, a lot of people talking about the concert and how the concert was. And for him to actually get here, be in Atlanta, and be in position to meet her while she's here, that's pretty cool. That was pretty cool for his mother. Now, that's the son that stepped up big time for Mother's Day. His mom probably can't really say nothing about his Mother's Day gifts for a while because he really set it out with that one. That was big time. That was clutch.
You know, and so when they went through this process, we all said, look, you know, we know that the new coach is going to come from the world of Travis Schlenk because, you know, it's Travis's first hire. It's one of the things we asked him yesterday about being his first hire and about how important it is to get this hire right because – you know, you're judged to a great degree as a general manager about things that you do.
By your first pick,
right?
Your first, like, just like Coach Quinn,
mm-hmm.
judged his first draft pick, Vic Beasley,
right?
And the success that he has. It's all about that, man, and then what you do moving forward. Because the thing that you have to do, I think, as a head coach, you have to hit the ground running. And you have to get that guy that's going to help make your job as easy as possible. Think about Andy Reid. His first draft pick was Donovan McNabb. And how he developed as a quarterback because you're tied to that person. And you have to make sure that you get the right guy. And not only that, you got to coach him up. You got to give him every opportunity that you possibly can for him to succeed. and be successful. One thing that he said to me that really jumped out was the fact that defense and how the coach put him in charge of the defense and how they grew defensively as a squad. I think that's where it begins with. You know, it begins with defense, defending your home turf and being able to, you know, slow other teams down. And everything else, I think after you build a solid, strong foundation for defense, everything else will fall into place.
Well, you know, being a development guy, when you come from the world of Travis Schlenk, we hear that Travis says, okay, this is the development guy that helped bring Steph Curry up. Because when Steph Curry was drafted out of Davidson, there were a lot of us who said, look, he's Dell's son, he's got some game, but he wasn't, you know, Steph Curry was going to be a good NBA player. He wasn't going to be Steph Curry.
Wasn't he kind of injured too?
Yeah, he was kind of injured.
He was
right?
Early on, he mm-hmm. was injured a lot. So, yeah, it was a little bit of that. But, yeah, you gotta find the right guys. I think Travis Schlenk talked about it yesterday, John. You have to find out what makes these young men tick. And that's the most important thing because, like he said, you have some young men. You get that NBA contract. You get that big deal, you're straight. Like, you are set up most of the times for the rest of your life. And that sometimes when guys get those, they tend to shut it down. You're looking for guys that want to be greater. They want to be champions. They want to be Hall of Famers. Like, that's the thing that should drive most people. And that's the kind of guys that you want on this squad. You want guys that are going to come in, and they're going to work hard, and they're going to keep working hard until they reach their ultimate goal, and that's either win a championship or be a Hall of Famer.
Well, Travis said that to us yesterday. He said, look, you know, we're in the process now. You know, we have eight guys that we have that we're down to. We're down to eight, and we're going to start, you know, we've been through all the process. Now we're going to start digging into the eight as individuals. And, you know, we understand we've seen the tape. We've met with them. We've watched them play. But we're down to eight, and so we want to really know about the guy. And that's where the development comes in, because this is where Laurie Pierce is a development guy, both with his years in Philadelphia and his years in Golden State with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and all the young players he's had to do. He's going to be able to kind of dive into that, you know, what kind of a fit is it? Because with all these draft picks, let's remember, it's not just the lottery pick, and we'll know where the Hawks are going to pick tonight, obviously. But when you have four picks in the top 33, and then next year, Hugh, you have two first-round picks if you're the Atlanta Hawks. You do this right. You get the right guys and the right fit, and there's going to be something brewing here.
Yeah, it is. But I think the question on everybody's mind, John, is going to be, how long is this going to take? You know, because you still going to have pieces here on this team right now that necessarily might not fit your ultimate long-term goal. I mean, that's a possibility. Once you get to meet with the guys and you start to, you know, get out there on the court and everything, there might be some guys here that might not fit your defensive philosophy. So you're going to probably have to move on from them. So you're going to be adding guys. You're going to be evaluating the guys that are already here. You're going to be adding guys. And then you're going to see how well they mesh together. And it might be a situation where there might be some household names or some guys that we've come accustomed to talking about that might not be here because they don't fit the long-term goal. So there's that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but there's that. So this might take a little while. I mean, just be prepared for that. I think that when you talk about this Hawks team and what the direction they're going in, this might take some time. This might take a little bit of time.
And it might. And it also might be that Tony Russell is going to say, look, you know, you're going to have it at your disposal, Travis and Lloyd, for at the end of this year, at the end of this coming season, if there's a lot shown with the rookie class and what they have, to be able to go out and make a big bold move if you want. I mean, I'll back you up because Tony's got the money, because Tony wants a championship here. The one really good thing about the Hawks is that for the first time in a long time, they've got ownership that is committed to winning. And I mean that. I mean, I don't think it's been since Ted Turner that you had an ownership that was really committed to winning. I mean, it was like less business first and more the winning will spur the business. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying, John, but I think the most important thing that I think that we have to realize is look at the Golden State model. Look at the model that the Philadelphia 76ers have followed. I honestly don't think that next year or even the year after that you're going to be in, like, you're going to try to get big name free agents here. I think that you're going to try to get some homegrown talent here first and have something to build off of and make it more enticing for free agents to want to come here. So, you know, just for example, LeBron James, I don't think that in the next couple of years he's going to want to come to Atlanta because they're going to have, like, some budding young stars. I think this is going to take a little bit of time. I really do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which direction the Hawks do go. But Lloyd Pierce is going to win over the city, that's for sure. And he's going to have a chance to you know, be part of this tremendous growth of this young franchise here. Soccer fans, you can join John Chuckery and Randy Mack. They're going to be at Carriage Kia in Woodstock on Saturday, noon to 4 at Carriage Kia with Kevin Kratz, the star of Atlanta United. That's noon to 4 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock for a live broadcast. John Chuckery, Randy Mack, and Kevin Kratz is going to be there. More information on our website at 929thegame.com. Today is NBA Draft Lottery Day. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Tuesday, it's not just... Tuesday is usually one of those days, I don't know about your work, but our work, where, you know, in sports, it's, you know, the weekend's wrapped up, and then we had Monday to kind of, you know, take in the weekend, and we haven't really gotten into the throes of the end-of-the-week run where we get into the Thursday run into the weekend. And that Tuesday's kind of like that in-between day a little bit, but not this Tuesday. Who knew? We got a lot of big news in town tonight. We got the Chicago Cubs coming into town. We have the NBA's draft lottery tonight with the Atlanta Hawks front and center in that lottery and potentially with the number one pick. But wouldn't it be cool, Hugh, if the Hawks ended up with the number one pick?
That'd be awesome. I know a lot of people would be excited about that.
Then we have the fallout of the Supreme Court's ruling on sports gambling. It is the subject today of our Vision Computer question, our Vision Computer poll question brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. And I always say to you, Vision Computer's right up there on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, right off 85. If you're going north, you get up, go across to your left, and it's right up there on the right, and they're great people. I'm not a paid spokesman. I'm just a customer. So we asked the question this morning on our Twitter, at 929TheGame. We're also talking to you about it on Facebook. How do you feel about the Supreme Court's ruling on sports betting? And you can answer, Hugh, it's a big win about time. It's a loss. Problems are ahead. Or it's a push because it doesn't affect me. It's a big win, it's a loss, or it's a push.
Hey, gambling terms. Because it's about gambling.
How you voting on this?
Hey, a play on words. I would say it's about time. But I have a lot of questions about this. First of all, what does it mean for the neighborhood bookie? I know that there's only a few states that are in position. And I know Delaware is one of the states that's probably in position to get it done like right away. But what does it mean for the neighborhood bookie? And does this mean that Pete Rose can now get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that is you mentioned that this morning, and that's one angle I hadn't thought about. And I went, that's a really good call. I mean, Pete's going into the Hall of Fame. That's not the question. I mean, it's always been, I mean, that they didn't want to have him have that, you know, moment on the steps of Cooperstown, you know, to have the speech.
Basically, basically what you're saying, he's going in, they're just waiting for him to die.
Yes.
That is not cool. That is not cool, but I just there. But yeah, but does this mean he gets to go in early, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's a good question. Probably not, knowing the sticklers in baseball.
And then how does this mean, like, what does this mean for, like, you know, as far as the betting, once it goes in, I know that I'm not a bettor, and I don't bet, but I do know that in Delaware, they had parlay bets. So that means that you can, like, bet the game straight up now. Since this passed, and right, once they move this forward, I was reading a story that said that they might have gambling as ready for week one.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you don't have to do any more parlay bet. You can just bet straight up.
Right, correct. So
that means the bookie's going to be out of a job.
Right, that's correct. In the states where it's legal.
Yeah, yes. The bookie's going to be out of a job.
Now, every state's not going to legalize it, and there's going to be a fist fight in Georgia over whether or not you're going to legalize state gambling. I could almost see where Georgia does not legalize sports gambling. However, states around it do. Like, let's say that Tennessee does. And then all of a sudden, on a Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, 75 North is going to be a little jammed because some entrepreneur in Chattanooga is going to go right there to that East Ridge exit. That's that first one when you cross the state line, right there at East Ridge. Matter of fact, there's an old, because I used to live in Chattanooga, I know this. When you get off the East Ridge exit, there's an old, I think it's still empty, an old, like, Shoney's off to the right. I mean, it was a seafood restaurant. There's a whole bunch of restaurants on that road. But there's an old, like, seafood restaurant. Man, you're opening up a sports book right there. For all the Atlanta people to drive up on Saturday morning. Come on here, boys. Make your bets. I would be doing that. I mean, I would absolutely turn Chattanooga into a sports betting mecca if I were Chattanooga.
See, to me, it's not. I mean, I understand the addiction and the reason why some people do it, but I'm not about to ride all the way to Chattanooga just to to place a bet. That's just not – I'm just not about to do that. I'm not going to do all that.
I might. I have to run up there once if I really like the game or two.
Bo talking about turning it into a day trip. Hey, you go look out mountain. Make your bets and then just go hang out. And, you know, maybe you could bring your significant other with you. Go grab a nice little meal.
Come on, Bo. Come on.
There's a Cracker Barrel. There's Lookout Mountain, and then there's the casino. That's like a great date.
Cracker Barrel be banging though sometimes.
Yeah, bro, there's a Cracker Barrel everywhere.
Yeah, that
Darryl,
is true.
Don't ruin this for me.
Yeah, it's a Cracker Barrel up 85. Yeah, it's a Cracker Barrel up 85.
Yeah, man, come on now. but there is one other thing, and we'll spend more time talking about this, about the potential fallout and what could happen later in the show when we get a chance to really kind of jump in depth into it. But I will say this. This is something that I want all of you to keep in mind. With the Supreme Court doing this, it's going to open up not just sports gambling. What the Supreme Court has said is, Hugh, that sports gambling, which was up until this point only legal in the state of Nevada, and Congress had passed a law that banned it everywhere but Nevada. Okay, Nevada had an exemption, and you could bet it in Nevada. You could bet sports, but nowhere else. They're saying it's now up to every state and how they want to handle sports betting, and they can have it just like Nevada if they want, or they can do parlays, they can do lotteries, they can do whatever they want in terms of sports gambling. However, it also opens up the door for something else that this was brought up last night in one of the stories that I read, and I went, oh, yeah, that's true. What the Supreme Court has now said is, whereas casinos were only legal in Nevada, then they legalized them in New Jersey, then they came through and said, okay, Native Indian lands can have casinos, and if you had it on a waterway or some other kind of weird ruling, the Supreme Court has just opened up casinos for every state everywhere because they basically said gambling is a state's rights issue. Therefore, and here's the final point of this, the state of Georgia is going to face a fight for casino gambling in this state.
Yeah, they're going to have that there. Because weren't they, at one point, they were talking about it. If I'm not mistaken, when they put up Mercedes-Benz Stadium, mm-hmm. they were talking about potentially putting up a casino over that way.
Yep.
That, to me, that makes a lot of sense. You're talking about, I was reading somewhere, John, where they say $150 billion is bet offshore for offshore gambling. So if you could figure out a way to get some of that revenue back and get it for your state or your whatever, that would be huge. That would be huge for you. So yeah, they're gonna try to figure that out. It's too much money involved for there not to be some kind of gambling here in the state of Georgia. It's just too much.
We want you to go to our Twitter at 929thegame and vote on our Vision Computer poll about the Supreme Court's ruling on sports betting. But don't just vote on the poll. Also, weigh in. Tell me what you're thinking because, you know, we monitor it. We talk to you during the show on Twitter and through our poll. That's our way to talk to you, really. You can talk to us on our Twitter, like mine's at John Fricke and at BigQ53. But you can also, monitor us on our Twitter on at 929thegame. A couple of quick sports birthdays today. Today is Andy Levitre's 32nd birthday. Happy birthday to Big Andy Levitre, who turns 32 today. And a special shout out to my old friend and somebody that Hugh is certainly familiar with, Dan Patrick. Danny Boy is 62 today.
Ray 43.
And Ray's 43.
Ray Lewis is 43 years old today.
So it's going to be a fun and interesting day when we get back in just a moment. Is there a young quarterback that could make the team, could be the backup for Matt Ryan? Could we have a new backup quarterback for the Falcons? We talked to Kurt Benkert, and we'll have that for you as we continue next. With John and Hugh on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.